You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again, listener, to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
Which, of course, would make me Daffodil.
Absolutely. And we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. What is wacky, warped, and weird? The music we play.
And us.
Well, yeah, we're driving around in a van looking for cheesy music. As you could tell, we're camped out in the van as the van moves up and down the highways and byways looking for the flea sales. Although we don't buy fleas. I meant flea markets and garage sales. And
thrift stores.
Stuff like that.
And dumpsters.
Well, we try not to do that, but occasionally, yeah. And soon as we find something, the van stops very quickly. And then what happens, everything throws to the front of the van, and I have to clean up the mess.
That is your job.
I'm sorry. And on the show this week, we have golden singers who have been painted gold, and they sing children's songs. Yes, I actually saw pictures of the golden singers being painted gold. Took about an hour and a half. A little longer to take off the gold paint while they sing, but you know. Singing songs that will tickle your funny bone. That's our profile on the show this week. In addition to that, oh, yeah, the Catbox cover song.
This song ends up in the Catbox cover songs often.
Yes.
There just must be something about it that makes it over-the-top cheesy.
We're not going to tell you what it is. We'll tell you later. But we're starting off. Hey, it's the polka time.
I like it, the polka time.
We got the, can you pronounce that?
Skaskawi.
Polka.
Something like that.
By Olaf Sveen. But we're starting off with Paris Polka. And Olaf Sveen. Right on.
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
polka, with its simple, gay rhythm, is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
With Olaf Sveen and please pronounce that daffodil.
Saskayawi. I don't know.
Saskayawi, Mimi?
Yeah, Saskia-wee? We'll go with that.
Okay.
Saskayawi.
And before that, it was
Paris Polka.
With Olaf Sveen. Kicking off on a positive, fun polka style show. You can't be mad and upset when you play polka music.
No, it's kind of like playing the ukulele.
So what you do, If someone comes after you, you know, or he just knocks mad on your door in the middle of the night, have a CD nearby.
And play the good polka music.
And just crank up the polka and start dancing. That way, it'll calm them down. You can call the police, and then the police will come in a happy stance, of course, and dancing around as they take away the perpetrator in front of your door. You know, and just...
And more polka.
Yeah, there we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to play some songs to tickle your funny bone. That sounds like you need a straitjacket or something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My fake laughter is not good?
No.
Fine. Okay. Yeah, we found an album. And Songs to Tickle Your Funny Bone from the Golden Singers, who, despite what I said earlier, are not painted gold.
Thank you.
Yeah, just for the record.
The image of people on stage flaking gold paint as they sing, just not pleasant.
Okay, fine. We're coming up a little later on. We're going to play Cindy by the Golden Singers. Shortly you'll hear I Had But 50 Cents. But we're starting off with I Knew an Old Lady, right here on
Cheese Please.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider
that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now fancy that, to swallow a cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider
that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Oh, what a hog to swallow a dog.
She swallowed the dog to catch the cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider
that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and swallowed the goat.
She swallowed the goat to catch the dog.
She swallowed the dog to catch the cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider
that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know why she swallowed a cow.
She swallowed a cow to catch the goat.
She swallowed the goat to catch the dog.
She swallowed the dog to catch the cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider
that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
But I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die.
I know an old lady who swallowed a horse.
She's dead?
Of course.
Keys.
I took my girl to a fancy ball. It was a social hop. We stayed until the folks went home, until the music stopped. Then to a restaurant we went, the best one on the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she ate.
A dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast, some asparagus and applesauce, and soft-shell crabs and toast.
An Irish stew and crackers too, her appetite was immense. When she cried for pie, I thought I'd die, for I had but 50 cents.
She said she wasn't hungry, she didn't come to eat. I'll bet my only trousers that she cannot be beat. She said everything was rosy, she had an awful tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she drank.
A pot of tea, some black coffee, it made me shake with fear. Some soda pop with cream on top, and then a glass of beer.
A glass of pale, a milk cocktail, she should have had more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor, for I had but 50 cents.
You bet I wasn't hungry, I didn't care to eat, expecting every moment to be kicked down in the street. She said she'd bring her family and we would have some fun. I gave the man the 50 cents and this is what he'd done.
He tore my clothes, he smashed my nose, he hit me more and more. He gave a prize of two black eyes and with me swept the floor.
He took me by the trousers and threw me o'er the fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice when you got but 50 cents.
Keys, please, and songs to scare you to death, I think, more than...
Yeah, first we get the little old lady who died, and then we get a guy who gets beat up because his girlfriend has a big appetite.
Oh, man. These are for kids. I can't believe that. These are for kids. And that whole Halloween-type song, I know an old lady, it's just like, oh, geez, that's a little bit too morbid. We're going to play one more just for the heck of it.
Golden Singers. Is this as bad as the other two?
We're about to find out anyway, that's for sure. Right here on...
It's the Golden Singers with Cindy, right here on Cheese Please.
See my Cindy, she lives away down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
When Cindy got religion, she shouted all around.
Uh-huh.
She got so full of glory, she shook her stockings down.
Well, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy,
Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree, and every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
She told me that she loved me. She called me Sugar Plum. She throwed her arms around me. I thought my time had come.
Ooh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
I wish I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the girls to my coattail, and down the road I'd go.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
She took me to her parlor. She cooled me with a fan. She swore I was the prettiest thing in shape of mortal man.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
I'll never marry Cindy. Tell you the reason why. Her neck's so long and stringy, I'm afraid she'll never die.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
Cindy in the springtime, Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my own Cindy, I'll have no girl at all. Well,
get along home, Cindy, Cindy.
I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree.
Uh-huh.
And every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
Cheese Please with Cindy and the Golden Singers. And, was that just as bad?
That was also still slightly terrifying. Just slightly. You know, when you talk about sewing girls to your coattails.
Oh!
You know, just a little premature for, you know, scary times of the year.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say other than, well, some of these kids didn't actually have, you know, that stuff. The bubble wrap, yeah. Bubble
yeah.
wrap around them.
You did
them.
Not bubble wrap kids back in the Golden Singer days.
Yeah, apparently not. So they were just thrown stuff that was rather intense in today's times, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yes, they were not gentle songs, oh gentle listener.
Yes, but the thing is that's why they're cheesy.
Absolutely.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we've now reached this point of the show.
Cat blocks clever salons. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sprays.
Oh, here's a little kitty. Come here, bud.
Little cat.
Yes, kitty doesn't like it when you mess with the kitty litter.
Sorry. Anyway, we're focusing on the MacArthur's Park song we're about to play this
yes.
time around.
Yes.
It's usually a rather dragged out
dreary
song. You know, leaving cakes out in the rain.
Melodramatic.
Why would you leave a cake in the rain? I don't understand.
I would
that.
Never leave the cake in the park.
Oh, I see. The cake in the park in the rain.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We've got Ivo Watson about to do it.
And we're sorry.
Yeah, well, let's just play it anyway. On?
Yep, it's Cheese Please.
Spring. a waiting for this girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dark. Between the parted pages and with prayers in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pairs. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no! I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hand, and the old men playing checkers by the tree. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. In the dark, all the sweet green icing blowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
That is Ivall, Watson, and MacArthur's Park. Personally, it's even more morbid than the the children's songs.
Well, you know what?
What?
You know who the guy was that wrote it, right?
Jimmy Webb.
Exactly.
Okay.
Someone once asked him what he was talking about when he was talking about cakes in the rain.
Gotcha.
And he said it's clearly about a love affair ending. And the person singing is using the cake in the rain as a metaphor for that.
Okay, but I
didn't get that.
Either did I. I'm just sitting here as that song's playing and thinking that's sort of the end-of-life performance at Jimmy Webb's end-of-life celebration.
He's not dead.
I know, but it's got that funeral thing tone to it, doesn't it?
It's not one of his happy songs. Up, Up, and Away was a happy song.
No. I'm talking about the Ivall Watson version.
Oh.
You know, it's got that whole funeral director, end-of-life feel towards it.
It really could have almost have been a Lounge Lizard song.
Oh, I don't know what to say to that other than that. And yes, we want to say we like Jimmy Webb. He is still alive as per this recording.
Yes, and I'm also going to say that one of his songs, not this song, but one of his songs, By the Time I Get to Phoenix,
yes,
was actually the third most performed song between 1940 and 1990 of all the songs in the world.
For 50 years of all the songs in the world ever put out, Jimmy Webb wrote the third most performed song.
That is correct.
That was a big hit for Glenn Campbell, I know, but apparently there was, oh, we got to look for some maybe organ versions of that.
There probably are.
Hey, I'm thinking. My name is Starf Dude.
My name is Daffodil, and we are at the end of another episode of Cheese Please, and we need to do this right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh! Yeah, jeez. I gotta oil that thing. Okay.
Quick, what's in there?
We're ending off with Buzz Martin and what happens when you buy a used log truck. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
You want a real experience and care to test your luck, just go out and buy yourself a used log truck. You can pick one up off of most any lot. Nothing down, mortgage everything you got. Then you get your permits and your PUCs, and you feel like a king, about as tall as the trees. The world's a ripe cherry, ready for you to pluck, 'cause at last you've got your own used log truck. Well, things start happening that you didn't count on. She comes all unglued and your money is gone. So what you do then is go into town and establish credit a few places around. You're a businessman now, and with any kind of luck, you can pay them off quick with your used log truck. Then you and the head loader go a couple rounds, and he gives you 3,000 feet that weighs 80,000 pounds. Now the scaler's a crank, deaf and dumb, got bad eyesight and an extra long thumb. The weigh station's open, just your rotten luck. There goes the next payment on your used log truck. Then you start blowing tires faster than you can count them. So you charge a new set, and when you have the man mount them, you feel kind of bad about the bill you just made, because your fuel bill there is only half paid. But you smile and assure him he won't get stuck, because you can get rolling now with your used log truck. When you do get the haul, you work on it all night. Pretty soon, you and your wife have a fight. She don't understand, it's just gotta be. She says, you love that truck more than the kids and me. She cries a lot lately and complains and howls when you wipe your greasy hands on her new white towels. The wash machine is broke, the dryer motor stuck, and so are you with your used log truck. You got a big grocery bill and you're behind on your rent. Before you get a dollar, it's already spent. Finally, there comes that sad, sad day when the finance company comes and drags it away. Bankruptcy then is the only way out. Man, you thought you'd never take that route. You go back to driving for a big outfit, probably the same one you up and quit. One thing about it, at the end of the day, you get out of that rig and just walk away. You go home to Mama, she's happy again, 'cause at last you got a steady check coming in. But you think about your truck and your mouth gets dry, and a little bit of moisture forms in your eye, and a lump comes up in your throat and gets stuck from all the memories of your used log truck.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.